This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. North Korea says it has carried out a very important test at a satellite launching site. The state news agency says the results will be used to upgrade the country's strategic status. The test comes as a year-end deadline North Korea has imposed nears, warning it could take a new path amid stalled denuclearization talks with the United States. Indian authorities are investigating the cause of a fire that killed at least 43 people in a factory in central New Delhi early Sunday. Many of the victims were asleep in the factory when the blaze began. A case of culpable homicide was registered against the building's owner. President Trump and top U.S. officials are reaffirming America's continued commitment to Saudi Arabia in the wake of a Saudi Air Force student's shooting spree at a Navy base in Florida. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
I spoke with the King of Saudi Arabia. They are devastated.
Speaking to reporters as he left the White House Saturday, President Trump said Saudi King Salman offered reassurances.
The king will be involved in taking care of families.
A Saudi statement calls the shooting a heinous crime that does not represent the Saudi people, who count the American people, as friends and allies. Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Mark Esper said he wouldn't hesitate to deploy U.S. forces to Saudi Arabia.
Not at all. I think, Saudi Arabia is a longstanding partner of ours in the region. We share mutual security interests.
Esper added the Pentagon would re-examine vetting procedures for foreign nationals taking part in its training programs. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Israeli aircraft bombed several militant sites in Gaza early Sunday, hours after three rockets were fired from the Palestinian enclave towards southern Israel. The military says the airstrikes targeted military camps and a naval base for Hamas, the Islamic militant group controlling Gaza. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump has thanked Iran for releasing a Chinese-American academic it had detained since 2016 in exchange for the U.S. freeing an Iranian scientist arrested last year. As Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports, the surprise prisoner swap happened Saturday.
The U.S. released Iranian stem cell expert Masoud Soleimani in exchange for the liberation of Shiye Wang, a Chinese-American detained in Iran for 3 years on espionage charges. On Twitter, Iran's Foreign Minister Javad Zarif uploaded a picture of him and Soleimani aboard a plane allegedly flying back to Iran. Soleimani was arrested at Chicago Airport in October 2018 for allegedly attempting to export biological materials to Iran, violating U.S. sanctions on the country over its nuclear program. Shiye Wang, meanwhile, is a Princeton University graduate who is said to have been conducting dissertation research in Iran in 2016 when he was detained.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, is just back from Ukraine, where he was investigating Mr. Trump's potential 2020 Democratic rival, Joe Biden, and Biden's son.
Just know he came back from someplace and he's going to make a report, I think, to the Attorney General and to Congress. He says he has a lot of good information. I have not spoken to him about that information.
Giuliani's trip comes as the House Judiciary Committee is beginning to draft articles of impeachment against Mr. Trump. Democrats hope to hold a vote before Christmas. On Saturday, the House Judiciary Committee released a report outlining the constitutional grounds for impeaching Mr. Trump. Firefighters in Australia are taking advantage of easing conditions today to try to contain dozens of bushfires across the state before temperatures soar later this week. Shane Fitzsimmons is the New South Wales Rural Fire Service Commissioner.
It'll give firefighters in those areas an opportunity to start consolidating and doing pretty significant backburning operations and other strategies to try and lock these fires in and buy some time ahead of the hotter conditions that are expected earlier in the week on Tuesday.
Firefighters from around the world are helping to battle the fires. Eric Zanotto is part of a team from the U.S.
From my perspective, it's tragic, and there's a lot of work and a lot of help that needs to be done, and it's unfortunate that the country's in the situation they're in, and we're here to do whatever we need, whatever we can do to help whatever the firefighters of Australia need us to do.
Weather forecasters are warning that much of inland New South Wales will swelter through a heat wave later this week. Thousands of pro-democracy protesters are on Hong Kong streets today in a forceful display of support for the movement on its six-month anniversary. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.